At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I am Ashley.
Ash, what are you sipping on?
We're getting into a bit of a routine with that. That's feeling pretty good, that little intro we have.
It does feel good. It's settled.
So we recorded a week ago, and then I went out of town, and so I brought that bottle of wine up, if you remember. I'm sipping on the same thing. It's the Apothic. I'm sipping on Apothic. But I corked the bottle, and I put it in my wine fridge, and I poured the rest of the bottle into this glass. And I gotta say, I'll drink
pour.
It. Yeah, this is like 2 glasses in one. I'll drink it, but I think it's probably gone a little bit bad, you know? Like, it's like a turned, but, you know,
on
I'll still
the
drink
edge.
It. Yeah, it's on the edge. It's just a little like, mwah. It's not smooth. But it's not going to hurt me, you know, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And what's the alternative? Dump it? Hell no. You're going to drink it.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. Yeah. No, it just tastes more like maybe a Merlot or like a Bold Cab instead of the smooth red blend. But
yeah.
And then I've also got a backup little sparkling water. What are you sipping on? My darling.
Yes, my dear. I am sipping on. So hot tea. Uh-huh. That's like the long and short of it. But I'm actually going to take a sip.
Yeah.
So good. So this was a gift to me from my wonderful mother-in-law for Christmas. Oh. It is from a company, and I thought I'd just quickly give them a shout out because I've been loving it. Birds and Bees Teas.
Okay.
They make, I think it's a great little gift for like a
Moms.
Pregnant friend or someone you know or whatever, because they give you little packets of teas that help you with certain things all the way through your pregnancy. So there's like one for heartburn. There's one to help with sleep. The one I'm drinking now, I've had kind of a rocky tummy today.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a ginger lemongrass kind of just specifically for upset tummies. And then it takes you all the way through. Like they have teas for lactation and they're cute.
Yeah.
Like they're cute.
Oh
and
my
like,
gosh. And the flavor. You're down with the flav?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're loose teas. So you have to put them in like a thing and let them steep or whatever. So she gifted me those with like a cute mug and one of the little tea holders. So it was like a complete little gift, but I love things that are dialed in.
That's
like
a very
that.
Thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love companies that make it easy to, I don't know, like kind of like when we talked about the essential oils, they tell you this is for a headache, like paint by numbers, you know, because I don't know how to figure all that stuff out.
No. And nor should you have to.
No.
It should be a one-stop shop.
Yes.
So did she give you the stuff like through lactation and everything?
Yeah. It's
like, is it come in a kit?
It's like this little box and it was all arranged cute. And then they had probably 12 different kinds of teas.
So it's called Birds and Bees Teas?
Birds and Bees Teas. Could that be any cuter?
That's
so it's
really
like
cute.
Birdsandbeesteas.com. And I'm a sucker for good marketing too. So like the packaging is nice and I don't know.
It was probably started by some mom, you know, who needed it and like just found her way through pregnancy via tea and like it's a small company, I'm sure. And
And
that's great.
And they're probably helping kids in different countries with all kinds of things with every purchase.
The whole nine,
you know?
Right. Yeah. For every order bought, somebody gets an organ or something.
Yeah. I am saving the world right now drinking this tea. So you go ahead and enjoy that old wine. Because I am saving the planet.
Because you're doing the dirty work here. The good work, the clean work.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. We've covered that. We've covered that clear very well.
Already an accomplishment of the pod. Moving on. We have some unfinished business from last week's episode.
You're goddamn right we do.
Last week, we left a lot of you hanging on a few different topics that we're just going to shut the door on.
Yeah.
We're going to loop back around and then put him to bed. And okay. One of those topics, I can't wait to hear your update, because on the last pod, you had put the Diva Cup in. There was this big thing about how you hadn't taken it out yet.
Spoiler alert, I survived. Here I am to talk about it.
That's right.
So I was out of town this weekend, so I didn't travel with it because I just didn't. It was like too new to like want to rely on that while I was traveling, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just used it for that one day, and it's a little bit like crazy. Okay, so earmuffs for anybody that thinks this is disgusting to talk about. But the Diva Cup, if you haven't listened to last episode or you never heard about it, it's this silicone like cup that you insert like a tampon into your vagina, and it collects the blood, and it is much cleaner and better for the environment and better for you or whatever. And you can use it over and over and over again. You have to sterilize it and all that stuff, whatever. So I tried it. It's expensive, but I tried it. I bought it on Amazon, and I really did kind of like it. The removal process, I finally read the instructions, and it's like, if you're having trouble removing, do not panic. Like, it will, like, apparently, and I didn't even know this, but your vagina is enclosed. And you know what I was worried about was, I think on, what's that show with Meredith Grey? Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So I feel like on that show, or maybe the ER, you know, the old George Clooney one, like someone went into the emergency room because a tampon got stuck inside of her. So I'm always paranoid that that's going to happen, that somebody's going to get stuck up there, right? So I was like, oh, what if it, but the anatomy says it's an enclosed thing and gravity will just bring it down. So if you feel like you can't get it out, gravity will just naturally like bring it down and you'll be able to get it out. So that was great. That was great to know about. And yeah, I got it out. It's a little suction and it feels a little weird, but it was quite easy. And I felt really good. Again, I feel like this is going to be soup's TMI. And so I just apologize in advance.
But people want to know. I want to know.
You do. Okay. Yeah, so I always, when I wear a tampon, I always have to wear a panty liner because I feel like
yes,
the pee gets on the tampon string and then your underwear is wet and it's annoying.
Right? Exactly. No, I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's super annoying. So with the Diva Cup, you do not need that because your bladder is a different spot than your vagina. And there's nothing for it to get wet on or like drip on. Oh, the other thing is if you poop while you have a tampon in, you got to worry about the string, you know, getting in the area. And it's all awful. And I feel very excited about this. It's going to be much cleaner, much more efficient. And I don't know if I'll update again because it feels like this is a lot of vag talk on the pod. And we're hitting you with it right off the bat here.
Right,
but
out of the gate.
But I do feel very excited about future periods and what this is going to mean for me.
Which is a big statement because who's ever excited? Yeah,
who's excited for that? Period. And so I've never had a big like problem with cramps, but I have heard like the reviews on Amazon say this is supposed to help with cramps as well.
Well,
I don't know how that is a possible thing, but that's what they say and they claim and people have verified. So
we got a message on Instagram. By the way, if you don't follow us on Instagram, @ you can sip with us. We got a little message from a sip squatter who said, hey, heard you guys are, you know, heard Ashley's trying the Diva Cup. Here's another one that you might want to give a spin. Yes. I use it. She was really pleased with it. But the name, I couldn't get over. I was like, they're not doing themselves any favors with this name.
Yeah.
The brand name is called Bloody Buddies. And I'm like, okay, are you guys like committing murders together? Like this does not sound like something you want in your house. Like little Bloody Buddies. Like that's that's a disservice. Like birds and bees tees, cute. Yeah. Bloody Buddies,
no.
Not cute.
I've heard of other ones as well. And they're called like this one's called the Diva Cup, right? Then I've heard of like Blossom and then like Soft Disc. Not, you know, they're all like gentle names.
Feminine.
Yeah. Like what's that one? There's like some white, Summer's Eve. Isn't that the white freshener for it's like all these soft little things and then Bloody Buddies.
Well, dude, yeah. It kind of actually makes me like better a little bit putting it that way. Because I get pissed off with how flowery like Razor. I don't know why Razors, their marketing kind of pisses me off a little bit because it's like light pinks and light purples and the same kind of like fluffy duffy. And the razors are mostly kind of shit. So I just use dyes. I use Gillette dyes like razors because they're better. And I want
like a cool
female razor.
A good point.
Yeah, I want a Bloody Buddy razor.
I feel like, you know, Axe body spray and Old Spice, they're kind of like fierce, like deodorant. But like, we don't have that. Yeah. We have like gentle things for.
Do you want to be a dove?
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Be a dove. Yeah. So anyway,
blow me.
I'm sold. I definitely think it's going to take some adjusting. Very excited about it. And guys, go invest.
That's a good wrap up.
But if it doesn't work for you, don't return it, because that's just, you know, let's just call it a loss if it doesn't work for you. Just feels
like. Take the L and move on.
All right, call. You know what else we need?
We got two more
things. We need to hear about unfinished. Something that's still unfinished, turns out.
Yeah, turns out this is the never-ending story.
Colleen, you, last we heard, were supposed to meet and hang out with and spend an evening with and cocktail with and happy hour with and become best friends with Michelle Obama. Yeah. How has that turned out?
Yeah, so all of my dreams have been crushed. So, and it's sort of
temporarily.
Yeah. That's going to be happening in March now. So last week's episode, I had scored a ticket from a generous friend to go see Michelle Obama. I also gave a cute little rave about Portland freaking out about snow. I did not expect those two worlds to collide. I think I jinxed myself. Uh-huh. So Portland was expecting 14 inches of snow. I don't know if anyone saw, there was stuff trending on Twitter about grocery stores that had one can of soup left on empty shelves. Like, it was sort of madness. And we were supposed to see Michelle on Saturday. Friday night, they rescheduled it. So they called it before Saturday even happened. They're like, this is, you know, luckily it's the day in March that I can still, it's too treacherous. We wake up, you know, we're waiting. Snow's supposed to come Friday night.
A little candle here.
Oh, that's nice. Little ambiance.
Yeah.
Snow is supposed to come Saturday morning. Wait. We didn't get a single drop of snow. And things that I saw online, there was some
flake of snow.
We got no accumulation. I'll put it that way. At some points, the rain had switched to snow, but it nothing accumulated.
Wow.
Anyways, I was pissed.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Of course. But the internet was hilarious. So you know how sometimes when it snows, people take a ruler outside and they put it in the snow to show how many inches of snow there were? There were people going out to the bare concrete in Portland and just holding rulers up to the ground.
Yeah.
And, people making snowmen out of mud and stuff. It was really
clever. Really, I mean, leave it to funny. Portland to, you know, have a sense of humor about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the other thing. So, yeah, we freaked out over nothing.
Yeah.
It turns out Seattle actually had a snow of a century thing. Yeah. It was on international news.
Whoa.
And I had to go to Seattle for work this week. But anyway, so that was a legit cluster. Portland had no legit clusters. The last thing that we have from unfinished business from last week, we talked about Handmaid's Tale release. There is an official release date now. We did not have an official release date last week. June 5th, folks.
Later than we thought, mark your calendars. It will be worth it.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that means maybe we're getting more episodes, or that there is just... Great. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the last two seasons dropped in April. This is dropping in June. Yeah. Or maybe summer, I feel like it's kind of prime time. So maybe they're just shifting.
What? It's interesting because I feel like the summer, actually, now that you said that, I feel like they put all shit TV on in the summer. There's no good shows in the summer. So it's very interesting that they're doing this, don't you think?
Well, I'm thinking Game of Thrones is summer usually.
Well, maybe I'm thinking basic cable kind of TV shows. Those are always throwaways, you know? They always start the good ones in the fall back to school, but maybe the paid ones are...
Heavy hitters.
I don't know, but all right.
I mean, we'll be there. Uh-huh. Rain or shine.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Summer
rain
or fall.
Or snow. Rain, shine, sleet, snow.
Anything.
We're not going to pull a Michelle Obama on this and not show up. We'll be there.
We will be there, God damn it.
And I mean, I'm not blaming you, Michelle. It's not your fault.
No.
It's your team, probably.
It was Portland, probably. It was probably the Moda Center.
That was probably going to be a big thing because wouldn't she have had to turn around? Oh, no, it was you were going to see her on Tuesday or something. Or when were you? No, you were going to see her Saturday and the Grammys were Sunday and she was at the Grammys.
Which would have been a quick flight, LA, right?
Yeah.
But heaven forbid there was snow and she couldn't get there.
And she got,
because she won the show at the Grammys.
Did she?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So the Grammys are happening. You know, it's about music and stuff. Michelle walks out looking like freaking album of the
fierce.
Year.
I mean, she just looked fierce.
Couldn't take my eyes off her. She just looked amazing.
Yeah.
The crowd was just glued. We'll talk more about the Grammys here in a minute.
Yeah, right.
All right. We have some listener voicemails, Ash.
Great.
And we're going to jump into them.
Okay. Colleen, do you know what we forgot to talk about before the show?
What?
Our one word.
Oh, I got it.
So one of us, and I don't, you, okay, you'll have to plug it because I forgot what our word is, but do it later.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to give away our giveaway word. Just stay tuned. Hang in there.
I can't forget. The pressure's on. I can't forget this.
No, you can't forget it.
Okay. Yeah. Did you see what I did there? Did you see it?
But I think everyone heard. I mean, you didn't like just mouth it. You said it. So I heard it in my ears. Yeah. But if you guys didn't hear it,
no,
it's coming again louder.
It's coming again.
Yeah, it's coming again louder at later on. But yeah, I'm glad you.
I'm like
you told me.
Old lady. Like I thought I was being really clever.
This is my whisper.
Like, yeah, talking like in a movie when someone thinks they're being quiet, but they're being really freaking loud. Like, hey, you want some popcorn? You know. All right. So we got a voicemail. Well, I'll just play it, but it is some commentary on last week's episode. Here we go.
Hey, Ash and Cole. So freaking relatable. Your rant about the whole massage therapy talking during your massage therapy appointment. Oh my gosh. So I have a really stressful job. I'm a paramedic. And when I go for my massage, like I need work done. I move huge ass people all shifts long, 46 average hours a week. I need to freaking relax. I'm also a mom. I have a husband. I have a doggy who needs lots of love. I have a busy life. So I do not need questions about how interesting my job must be or what's the worst thing I ever saw. By the way, don't ever ask a paramedic or any first responder that. That is just a stupid question. I would never ask you about the worst, most traumatic thing you've ever seen in your life. So don't ask that. Not that you guys would. That was just for SIP squatters to know. Anyways, love your guys' podcast. I'm so sad when it's not Tuesdays because then I don't get to hear your beautiful voices and laugh with you guys. Literally, every time one of you cracks up, I'm already cracking up. So it just makes it so freaking good. I look forward to your podcast. Keep it up. Keep it real. You guys are amazing. All right. Peace out.
Peace out, man.
Who was that?
She didn't leave her name. She didn't leave her name.
Well,
mystery
we appreciate
caller.
You.
Thank you for calling us.
And next time, call in and let us know the most traumatic thing you've ever seen. No, but that's a good point. That is a good point. Don't ask that.
Yes. Well, and I listened to that and I thought, I haven't ever asked that directly, but I feel like I've probably like not been as cool as I should be about that kind of stuff. Like someone will say that they're a firefighter or like, you know, maybe paramedic. And I think I said, oh, I bet you've seen some crazy stuff.
Right.
Like I sort of just
but it's
go
just like
there.
Small, you're just trying to do small. You're just like trying to find a common ground or something. I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I you get asked the Uber driver like, "Well, have you had any crazy riders?" Like, you know, you're just you don't you know, you're just being small talky, but yeah, I feel like that's a fair point that she has. Like I wouldn't ask you your most dramatic thing you've ever seen in your life. Fair.
Hey, nice
what's
to meet you. What's the
thing
worst thing
that you've ever
to you?
Experienced or been a part of?
Tell me.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of people, I was listening back to the episode from last week, and there was a part where you were whispering.
The massage.
Hey, Ashley, can you turn over? I could not stop laughing. I feel like I could have listened to that for like 30 minutes just laughing. Anyways, thanks again for calling. Please call us 503-489-7282. Give us your hot takes in under 2 minutes, preferably under like a minute, actually, like 45 seconds. You can also write us on Instagram, direct message. I look at every single one. And reply or email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. Give us your ideas, things you want us to cover. We love hearing from you. We really do.
No, Colleen really does.
You hear that?
What does that mean?
I turned off my speaker and I thought that was like a cool end of listener voicemail.
That is a great. Ba-ba-boom. Yeah.
Ba-ba-boom.
Actually, that's a great idea. Guys, we've been working with our editor to try to come up with some sound effects. And like, we'll start coming up with segments and maybe the listener voicemail thing. That's like our intro sound effect and our outro sound effect, like a boom, boom, boom. That's great.
I got an idea.
Hit
hey, Sip
me.
Squad, are you creative? Do you play guitar? Do you do anything cool? Come up with a jingle for us for our segments and drop it in a voicemail or send us a soundbite, a wave. Maybe the winner will be featured on our podcast.
We are obsessed with our intro, so we don't need any help with that. What we do need help with is the segments.
Like little tiny jingles.
Like the hot, what like, do we call them? Like Hot Topics.
Like.
And then Rant and Rave.
Hot Topics, Rant and Rave.
Our what two you need sips, to know.
Yeah. Know,
just. Mailbag, whatever.
Yeah. Send us your ideas. Yeah. We'll pick a winner.
Great. That could be fun. Would be great.
We're going to hone in on one topic pretty specifically for our What You Need to Know, which is injecting your face.
Yeah.
What you need to know about injecting
your face.
Your face. Ashley, let's really get into this one because we both have injected our face.
Yes.
With different things that we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've done Botox. I've done Botox, right? And then you've also done – okay, so I've done Botox. I did it a few years ago. You're not supposed to do it if you're pregnant or nursing, I don't think. I know for sure no pregnant. But I do it more for preventative. So I do it in my – well, 2 years ago it was preventative. I just did it recently, and it was more – like then I started – I have lines now. So I'm 34 and just sitting there with my face at rest, I have line. I have one line in my forehead, not very deep, but I have it. And then the 11s, which is right between your eyebrows. And there were so many times I've worn glasses and contacts for years. So I would like turn on my camera and it would be front facing on accident and I'd be squinting, you know, I'd be like scowling. So I was constantly having the furrowed brow, which was causing these deep lines. So anyway, I'm a big fan of Botox. It is, I get 20 units in between my eyebrows. And then just this time, this is the first time I've had it done, but he did 4 units across like the middle to top of my forehead. Mm-hmm. So I still have mobility of my eyebrows. Like I can still express and move things, but it just kind of, it freezes the muscle or something like that, or freezes the nerves so that you can't move them. So I can still, Colleen's looking at me right now, I can still like do a furrowed brow, but I just don't have the lines. And then I can still lift my eyebrows, but I don't get the line. That's what I do. Now, you did a little bit of like the, what are these called? Happy lines or crow's feet or something? Smile lines?
Just like right where your eye, like when I smile, I squint. Like my eyes squint. And I also have had lines on my forehead. So I've gotten Botox over the years. You got me into it. I really like it. And I will say a couple things that if you have not done Botox, things that I would just be thoughtful about. Mm. Ashley mentioned that she's pretty conservative with it. I mean, at least start conservatively. Yes. If you're going in for the first time. So the first time I went in, I was very conservative. I was like, oh, I like this, you know, because it's preventative. I can get behind that. I also liked that I didn't feel a huge difference.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel like I had changed like dramatically in any way. I was just like, okay, this will really help over the years. Yeah. The second time I went in, I got a little bullish about it. I'm like, let's amp this up, you know, because it doesn't last forever. So I went kind of crazy on the forehead.
Oh, you did?
Like, I got a lot. And there's some pictures of me. Like, it wasn't until I saw a picture that I was like, uh-oh. Like,
I've gone too far.
Because, like, half, like, the top part of my forehead was, like, frozen. But then, like, between my eyebrows and the middle of my forehead, it was still, like, my lines. Smiley sort of my skin was moving. And so it looked very strange.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it looked pretty alarming in some photos that I took. So just – and it obviously goes away. But be careful.
Yeah.
You don't – a little bit goes a long way.
So, I mean, let them tell you what they think. Most of them will probably start you conservative. What would you say? It lasts 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, go in every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
I stretched it to like 5 or 6. I go probably 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, right. And that's I'm not doing it now.
I can't wait.
And I would say a very good price is $9 a unit.
That's a very good price.
I would say 10 to 11. Is fair. Solid.
Yeah.
12, you can find it cheaper, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen lots at nine. I have seen it several times at $9, but kind of here and there. It's not like those are usually when it's on sale or you got a discount or something like that. But look for somewhere where it's around $10 to $11 a unit. I would say that's a fair price.
Yes. And sometimes be careful of places that have, like every place you go to will have like a doctor and then they'll have the assistant. I don't know what you call them, but the doctor's prices are usually higher and you don't need.
Which I had no idea about until you told me.
I didn't either. Yeah. So I went in to go get Botox at my normal place that it was like around $11 and they're like, it's going to be $15 unit. And I was like, I'm not paying that. Why did your prices go up so high? They're like, oh, it's because you got your Botox today from the doctor. And I was like, well, I didn't ask for the doctor and I'm not paying this. So anyways, just, beware that. sometimes, and there's no need for a, Botox is very straightforward, especially once you know what you like and you can be really prescriptive to them about what you want. But it is such a standard thing these days that there's no reason to pay more than, you know, $11, $12. Yes.
I also don't feel like it's that painful. What does it feel like? It feels like maybe a tweezer pinching your skin really, just like really quick. But it's like, it's just a pinch, right? Like, I don't feel like it's super, I think it's mentally more painful than it actually really is. But it's just like a little pinch. I don't know if you pluck a sensitive eyebrow or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Super tolerable.
For around the eyes.
Oh, I have not had that.
If they don't give it to you, ask for ice, like to numb around, because then you don't feel anything and it's great. But I've had it before where I didn't have ice and I was like, whoa, we need to stop, I need ice, because it was a little more tender around the eyes. But it wasn't bad still. Yeah. But the ice packs make it so you don't feel a thing around your eyes.
Yeah.
So
they'll
just have you hold. Yeah, they'll have you hold it on your face for like a minute and then you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm a wuss.
Yeah.
And
me too.
I think there's like a teeny tiny little pinch, but it's very quick and not painful.
But you don't like needles, right?
I hate
them. So I feel like for you, it's more mental.
Yeah.
Well, I went with you your first time and you're probably much more used to it now. But I felt like it was more mental, like that you knew a needle was coming than the actual prick or the needle itself.
When you get your blood drawn or shots, do you get like, do your palms get sweaty?
Not anymore, because I've had it done. I mean, now I'm doing this IV therapy. She comes weekly and I've had Accutane twice where, you know, you have to get your blood. I don't like to look, but I don't freak out. You know, it doesn't bother me as much.
I'm one of those people where every time something's about to needles or anything, I get like sweaty. I get lightheaded.
Have you ever passed out?
Yes, I have passed out. Not because of needles, but just I have fainted in life.
Oh, twice. Wow. Okay. I did not know.
Yeah. Well, and with the pregnancy, like you get your blood taken all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, here's my opportunity where I'm gonna
squash this fear.
An expert at this.
Yeah.
It's going to be no big deal. No, turns out I'm still in the same boat.
Yeah. Well.
What else? Fillers.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing about
anything else about
it takes
Botox?
You a couple weeks to kick in. So when you get it, it can take, you know, you won't leave the office. I mean, they'll tell you all this stuff, but just so you guys know, it'll take a couple weeks to kick in. But I was worried when I first got it. I did it like right before we went to trivia. And I was worried that you were going to look fine. You could do Botox and then leave and go and do anything else. I mean, you have to stay upright for 4 hours or something like that, but no one will know that you got Botox. Like, it doesn't swell. It doesn't look weird. They wipe the makeup off, so you'll be without makeup. But other than that, you can like go back to work or whatever and it's fine.
Yeah.
And I recently, I just had my lips done. So I got Juvederm Ultra, one full syringe of Juvederm put into my lips, one full syringe total between the both. And I got it actually from a dentist who also does like Botox and these cosmetic things. So he gave me a dental block. So when I left, my face, my bottom half of my face was like so swollen. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't talk.
Oh.
And, you know, then it was swollen for a day or two. And now they're down to their size. And I feel like they look very similar to how they looked before, just a little fuller. Like, they look pretty natural to me.
Yeah.
They feel natural. They feel fine. So, you know, but everyone swells differently. I also just had a friend of mine do it and she did not get numbing. She only got the topical numbing. She did not have the dental block. And she said it was totally fine. There was a couple that were like a little more pricky, but I don't know. I'm very sensitive. And the nurse that was there with the doctor, she was like, yeah, let's just give you a dental block. Like, you know, I'm a wuss too and it's painful. So I did that. And this is supposed to last like a year, they say. So, you know, 8 months to a year. And I love it, actually. Like, it's just subtle enough that I love it. And the price on it, I actually went to somebody who he was like doing part of this continuing education thing. So I didn't have to pay. He used me as like a test or whatever.
Yeah.
So I didn't pay, but I think that they're like between $400 to $600. And that's for one syringe, depending on who does it, if you get a sale or what. They were a little sore like tender to put lip gloss on and stuff for 4 days. Then not really sore, maybe 3 days. Then not really sore, but a little bit tender just when I rub my lips together for a week and a half to 2 weeks. Now they're like, but it didn't bother me at all. And you're able to do whatever. You can't work out that day, but everything else like you can do. And I'm down. I really like them.
On a scale of 1 to 10 as it was happening.
0, because I was fully numb. Okay. I mean, the dental block is like if they were going to drill on my teeth. You know, that's how like, yes.
Okay.
I didn't know that's what a dental block was either, but that's what they called it. So, you know, when you get a cavity, they like insert. Yeah. So then you swell up and you're all numb. Yeah. So I felt nothing. So I cannot say if I did it again, I would try to do it without the dental block. I would just try to suffer because that was the most annoying part was after I left, my whole like bottom half of my face was just swollen and I couldn't talk. I couldn't drink out of a straw because I couldn't feel anything. It was all numb. So I think I would rather tolerate the pain and just do the topical, especially since my friend was like, well, it's not that painful. Like some parts are a little more tender, but not that painful. So I would do it without the dental block.
Yeah. Before, like, so I'll jump in on, so I've also had fillers, but my experience was in under my eyes. And so, and by the way, like if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm not down with things in your face, like you can just skip forward. We'll talk about the Grammys soon. You'll be back to normal. But like we're open books, like we're doing these things because we want to.
And I would have loved to know all about it before, you know, I did it. Yeah,
totally. So if you're curious about getting these things, you know, great. And if not, that's okay too. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I've always had like sunken sort of darkness right under my eyes. So just a lot of concealer, you know, that I've had to use and whatever, just sort of an annoyance. And I have a friend who has gotten fillers and told me, she's like, you should, you know, like you can come with me if you're nervous about getting them. Cause I thought I wanted them, but I just was nervous. So she had a person that she trusted. So I went with her. She got them too, which like built my confidence up, you know. I also think the hardest part of the experience was not getting mine done, was watching hers get hers done. So she went first and I went second. So I had a lot of time to get anxious. Yeah. And then I also saw like what was happening. And I think if it had just happened to me without me being able to really see everything, I would have been a little bit better off. So if you're squeamish like me and you go with a friend or something, just go first.
Get it out
I don't
of
know.
Way.
Just like, and then you're not getting in your head about the visual of it, because eye fillers are a little strange. I thought they were going to go in like near under the eye, but they actually go in like about halfway down your cheek. And that's a little strange. There's a bigger needle involved. So they kind of like make a little tiny space where they can stick this very thin needle like up under your eye. And your face looks like, oh my gosh, how much pain were you in?
Really,
it was not painful at all. So, and I know that's hard to believe.
Oh yeah. So you were freaked. Like you explaining this to me is very terrifying sounding.
Okay.
Like they're putting it in my cheek and it's going up to my eye. Like that's a lot of skin
for
the needle.
But not all the way to your eye. Like under, because I was getting under the eye, right? So like kind of where your, what are these, cheekbones? Like right in that divot.
Or eye, this is like your eye socket.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
But eye not all the way up. This is coming from the most squeamish wimp in the world. I thought Botox was more painful.
Oh, really?
So that's how little I actually felt it.
Oh, as
it
wow. Was did they numb you?
No. I didn't need it. There were a couple little moments where like I'd feel like a little like zinger, like a little tiny, almost like I was getting Botox.
Yeah.
But I felt nothing. But the thing happened to me where I was like, my hands were getting sweaty and stuff. And so they can give you like things that you can play with your hands to just sort of like distract
Take your mind.
You mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole process probably took about 10 minutes, like 5 minutes.
That's fast.
Each eye. Uh-huh. So it was pretty quick. Yeah. And I loved the results. I loved it because nobody said anything. Like nobody noticed. Right. But I think people noticed, but they couldn't put their finger on it. They're like, oh, you know. I loved it. I noticed a huge difference. And that's all that freaking matters to me is if I love it. I don't really care what anybody else thinks or says. Like, I loved it. As a result, I use less concealer. I wake up feeling just a little more refreshed. And it was something that I've been wanting to do really my whole life. And I will totally do
it
again.
How long does it last?
I think about the same, like about a year. But
okay.
And we got a really good deal. I mean, I think we spent like $700, but that was like a good deal for under the eyes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Like my other place that I normally get my Botox at, they quoted like almost $2,000, which I think is really high, like way too high.
Yeah.
So shop around, go to a place that you trust, get a brand like Juvederm or something that you know that you trust. But if you, I loved the results.
So you had, so the filler is basically like the difference between Botox and filler is Botox like doesn't add anything to your face. It just freezes things. Filler gives like volume to something.
Yes.
Okay. So like, did you have Juvederm? Is that this, like, so that's what I had in my lips.
Yes.
So that's, it's like a, and it's a filler. So it just makes some, so, okay. Because I also, at the same thing where the guy did my lips, his wife got cheekbone filler. And she's like, I've never had like defined cheekbones in my whole life. And so she has like cheekbones now from the filler.
Yeah. Yeah. People can add
like
those.
It just adds a little volume. Yeah.
All right. I think with fillers,
that's interesting.
Be even more careful than with Botox because we've all seen the people where it's like, whoa, they've really like filled.
And it lasts a lot longer. So Botox, if you get too much, you know, it's 3 months or so, 3 to 5 months, but you're talking a year of too much of something in your face if you do filler.
Overdue.
Yeah. And now actually I wish I would have gotten a little bit more on my lips, but I would way rather start small.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That is a wrap on what you need to know. I can probably go through the Grammys in like 2 minutes or less. Did you watch the Grammys?
No, I watched a recap and I felt like I watched the Grammys. Your recap was so good on Instagram stories. Like I loved, I couldn't get enough of it.
If you guys don't follow us on Instagram,
do it.
I love award shows. You can count on Calls Coverage. Let's brand that.
Calls Coverage. That's a good one. Yeah.
I covered the Grammys, so I'll recap for you folks who did not see my 1,000 Instagram stories on Grammy night. But the Grammys went down. Big awards went to Childish Gambino, who was not in attendance. That was a big story of the Grammys this year, the people who were not there. A lot of artists.
Was there a reason?
Yes.
Like, were people protesting?
Yes. Yep. And that's kind of all you need to know about that. Oh, but a lot of artists are basically trying to send a message of how whack the Grammy nominations are. And they are pretty whack, irrelevant, or sometimes, you know, they're basically saying the Grammys can be racist and irrelevant. So a lot of artists are just skipping out, not attending. Pretty major. Yeah. But big awards went to Childish Gambino for This Is America. That was one of my favorite songs of the year. They are a group. Donald Glover was not there to accept the award. The biggest award of the night for complete album went to Kacey Musgraves for the Golden Hour album. I talked about that on the pod
weeks ago
about one of my that was one of my favorite albums of the year. Huge night for her, which is cool. I love seeing people win like that who, like, obviously it was a commercial hit already, but this really puts her on the map. It is sitting at the number one album in America right now on iTunes. So good for her. Overall, for the Grammys, the performances were killer. So if you missed the Grammys but enjoy performances, it is worth going back and YouTubing Grammy 2019 and checking out Janelle Monáe, Alicia Keys. Brandi Carlile freaking killed it. Cardi B served up a great performance. And Miley Cyrus did some guest vocals for a couple people and really kind of, I think, stole the show. My performance of the night went to Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
She did like a double, like piano. Two pianos, two hands kind of thing, and did a tribute sort of melody. And it was really one of the best things ever. That being said, one of my lowlights of the Grammys was Alicia Keys' hosting, which I didn't really talk about on Instagram stories.
No.
She's so nice and chill. And as a host, that just didn't resonate with me.
Right.
It just felt kind of like a snooze. Like they needed like a host. I wanted a little more edge.
Yeah.
A little more funny comedy. Just someone who could really take control of the room.
Someone who can entertain.
She did that in her performance, not as a host.
Yeah.
Other lowlights. The overperforming annoying awards go to Katy Perry, who was a guest singer. She was part of a Dolly Parton tribute and just totally overperformed the shit out of it. And sadly to say, Lady Gaga, who also completely overperformed Shallow anyway.
And also the red carpet and also every time she was on stage, like every time I see her, it seems in like still shots. It's not even performance. It's just still, it's photographs. And I'm like, oh my God, you are just trying so hard to like make a statement. And it sucks because I love Lady Gaga. Like I love what she stands for and what she's about. And it's just, she's becoming incredibly annoying.
Yeah. And she just tried really hard to serve up a Gaga performance. And it did not hit the right chord with me or a lot of people. That's been buzzing this week still. We will see. That will be performed again at the Oscars with Bradley Cooper. So hopefully that will be more in the tone that people want to see the song performed in.
She will still way overperform it. Because did you see when he performed in Vegas on her?
No.
Yeah.
I saw that he did, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I went and watched it. And she was so just like, oh, that's just, she's really playing that storyline out that she's like obsessed with him. Like he starts singing and she's kneeling down beside him and just, she's on her knees looking up at him while he sings. And then like, she'd like rest her hand on his shoulder or on his chest or whatever. I'm just like, it's just so much all the time. And I just, I'm getting over it, man. Getting over it.
This is when I, like, Gaga and I have had our ups and downs. I loved her when she first came out. I kind of had a falling out because I thought she was just switching to jazz and then switching to country and then so into all of it. And I just, it lost me. She got me back at the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, so good.
I then lost me again. She got me back in this era, and now she's starting to lose me again. So I will see.
Yeah.
Finally, to wrap up what you need to know, or Hot Topics, whatever we're talking about the Grammys, it lacked some major star power. Beyonce was not there. The Carters album was not nominated, so Beyonce was not there. Adele, who didn't have any new music, but still, that's just someone, a big name who's not there. She could have been like a presenter or something. Ariana Grande, who has like the album out right now, Hot, 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 brand new album. It's very good. She had a huge album with Sweetener. She was not there. There was a lot of drama around her performance. She pulled out of the Grammys last minute. That was a big miss.
I didn't know that.
Rihanna not there. And Taylor Swift not there. And Taylor not at the Grammys is like the Oscars without Meryl. It just doesn't feel right. It is not right.
So what is BAFTA? Because I saw she was at BAFTA that night.
BAFTA is a European award show in London. So it's like the Oscars for Europe.
Okay.
And Taylor was there with Joe.
Who
is in the movie The Favorite, who The Favorite won big that night at the BAFTAs. And we're seeing Taylor and Joe out quite a bit these days and attending an awards show together.
It's pretty major.
I'm super down with it. This feels like old Taylor's back.
However, I feel like right towards the end of her and Calvin, they went to an award show together and she publicly thanked him on stage and was like, this is the first time I had someone to come home to. And she called him by whatever his real name is, not Calvin. Like she was like, my boyfriend, blah, blah. And she thanked him. And then like 2 months later, they were done. So yes, you don't remember this?
I do remember. And I'm saying no, because I'm hoping this isn't a bad omen.
I know, me too. Me too.
Shit,
so let's just say that it isn't. But I just am like, you know. We'll see. We shall see.
God.
But okay, so is she going to, will we see her at any award shows this season?
Well, no, because I mean, I doubt
the Grammys, she won't go to the
Oscars. Unless she walks the Oscars
with him.
Joe.
Yeah.
She might. The Oscars is a big night. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing.
So we'll see. I mean, we could.
And that's the end of this month, isn't it?
Potentially be at the Oscars.
End of this month.
Yes. So. Yeah, that's coming up.
Next week is like the 26th or something, whatever, 24th or something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. We will cover it. Calls coverage.
All right. Let's wrap things up with a little rant and rave.
Uh-huh.
Ash, what's pissed you off this week?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit annoying that when you drink, you lose all control. And I think, you know,
sure.
I try to just be in control of my choices most of the time, especially when it comes to food. And I'll come into an evening and I'll say, glass of wine sounds good. I think I'll have another. So before you know it, I'm 2-3 glasses deep and then I'm ordering Domino's pizza. And it just feels like I would love to have the buzz without the out of control food that I then got into. I mean, I'm not feeling bad about it. I don't feel guilty. I'm not pissed about it. I just would like, why don't you just crave a salad sometimes? Or maybe why can't you just enjoy the beverages without having to eat? I mean, I've been eating raw cookie dough You know, I've just really been, and it's not choices that I would make in a sober state. So what's pissing me off lately, just one time I was drunk and I was having all this candy and I just thought, if you weren't drunk right now, you wouldn't be eating this. Not because you don't eat candy. Oh, I eat candy, but I eat it, you know, I'll eat it sober. I'll eat whatever. I eat responsibly. I choose it.
Yeah.
I don't turn off my brain and just go hog wild, you know? And I gotta say, if somebody could fix this for me,
it's a slippery slope.
I'd be golden. I don't drink so much where I get hungover. I don't like to get drunk. I like to maintain a buzz. You know, I don't like drunk. I don't like being tired the next day, although sometimes that happens. I don't like having a headache. I don't love being hangover. So I get right to the right level most nights. And still I like to raid the candy aisle, you know?
Oh, I know. Well, we've done that.
Oh,
countless times. I don't know how many times.
We cannot.
There's no answers. I'd like to hear from the Sip Squad of how do you drink irresponsibly and eat responsibly?
Right. Like, what is your go-to? Because I feel like for me, it's candy. Like, I will always raid the candy aisle and I can never decide on one thing. So before you know it, I spent $15 on candy bars and Domino's pizza. Those are the two.
God, I love Domino's. Oh, I love the thin crust. I love the gluten-free. We tried, you know what's good? The pan version. Have you had the pan? It's only available in certain states or whatever. Freaking good.
It's only available in certain states?
Yeah, because where were we? We tried to order the pan version. It wasn't there. But it's here and it's bomb.
I'm not sure. But yeah, you know, that's just really, what's been pissing me off. That's what's been irking me.
It's too easy to get Domino's too with the app.
Oh, the convenience factor?
Yeah.
Get
they'll
out
deal,
of here.
They'll and they drug show deal you. It's too easy.
They show you where it's at in the cooking process, and it's so fun. Oh, yeah. It's like a little cartoon, little video game. You see your little guy making your pizza. You see the pizzas left. It's like this bar that lights up, and it's addicting, you know?
It is. I want to order Domino's right now.
In fact, I want to get drunk just to order Domino's and watch that bar, you know?
Totally.
What pissed you off?
At this point, I don't know if this is now a rave. Okay, what pissed me off? What's the date? It is, whatever. When this airs, it'll be like mid-February.
Yeah, 2019.
Mid to late February, okay? And this, okay, asterisk, this is coming, just so you know from who this is coming from. This is coming from the person that I need Christmas decorations taken down immediately after Christmas. Like, Christmas lights can stay up until New Year's Day. But Christmas decorations inside the house, like, even on Christmas afternoon, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to start. Yes, I'm ready to start taking them down. I like to switch out of the mode really quickly.
Okay.
So I have been getting so pissed off driving around Portland, seeing people who still not only have their Christmas lights on the house. I'm actually okay with that. Like, whatever. You haven't had a chance to take them down still. It's mid-February. People who have them turned on, though, is a different story. And yesterday, Chris and I were driving around town at night, and there were a whole street still had their Christmas lights up, like four different houses.
Yeah, well, if it's a whole street, there's no peer pressure to take them down. They're like, we've got to stand strong together. So, you know, there's no hope for them.
Enablers.
Yeah, they're enablers is what they are. Exactly.
And it shouldn't bother me as much as it does because it's not hurting me. They're trying to maybe spread joy still, but it is like, let's move on. Yeah. You know, we go on this walk around the neighborhood and there's this house that had their Halloween stuff out all the way through, like almost until Thanksgiving. Like that stuff's got to come down.
Stat.
Like the morning after Halloween. Like, I don't want to see carved pumpkins on your things. That's my rant. Also,
It sounds like
it's feeling intense. I mean, as the days continue, this is at some point, I'm just going to go start tearing people's Christmas lights down.
It is a little long right now.
Unplugging them.
Halloween, like the pumpkins that after Halloween, I feel like we got to give people a little bit of a break on that. Well, I'm going to.
No breaks.
That doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me if you have pumpkins all the way up until Thanksgiving, actually.
Okay, if they're uncarved, that's fine.
Carved, then they're it does Halloween. Bother me when I see moldy ass pumpkins sitting out and they get moldy within a week or two. But Christmas lights, it's mid-Feb. Let's get our shit together, you know. We're all busy people here.
And if you can't take them down, that's fine. Just don't turn them on. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Just don't turn them on.
Great.
Okay. Let's rave.
Oh. Gosh, I have a few raves. Shoot. Okay, I'm going to say an unrelatable rave, and then I'll say a relatable rave. I have to say two. Okay, so I went to Disneyland this weekend, and you know, people like rave just about Disneyland by itself. They call it the happiest place on earth. Now, are you a Disney fan?
I mean, I like rides. I like, yeah, I'm not like Disney though. Like I don't like obsess over the characters or anything, but I like going to theme parks. Sure.
There's people that, you know, that go like as adults go like multiple times a year, like 12 times a year. Yeah. That are just upset. Like people just love it, right? I don't think I'm a Disney fan. Mm. I'm not like an anti-fan, but the rave here, this could be a rant and a rave. Rant, I don't understand how Disney charges the prices that it charges. Like it's outrageous and I don't think it's that good of a time. On the flip side, you can get a private tour guide. And we went with somebody who treated our group to this private tour guide. And what that is it is like $2,500 in addition. It does not include your price of admission, and tickets are like $200 to Disney. So it's expensive, but you can get a group of 10 people and they take you through and they take you to the front of any line, any ride at any time that you want to go to. So we went and we were there for half of a day, basically from, we had this guide from 12 to 6:30, and we went with people who go to Disney a lot. A couple of people in the group go to Disney and they're like, we did as much today in one day than you would do in 3 days because of having the guide. Because normally the wait times can get up to like 2 hours per ride. So my rave is, if you can swing it, do Disney the right way and get a guide. It is incredible. Otherwise, I don't see myself going to Disney again without getting a guide. I just don't think it's that enjoyable. Okay, now my relatable rave that I love. Saw this yesterday. It's another Instagram post that I saw. Did you see this? Sam Smith made a post with his shirt off and it said like, basically, I am over being mad at my body. I have been so critical of my body for all of my life and I'm sick of fighting against it and trying to make these hips and these thighs and these everything smaller when my parents made me perfectly and love me unconditionally. And it made me, you know, I'm really in the body positive community, but you don't think a lot about men struggling with it. And I just felt really proud of him. And he like thanked his photographer. He's like, I've never felt so comfortable, you know, in front of a photographer, in front of the camera. He's like, I've always dieted down like crazy whenever I've had a photo shoot. And even then I still pick apart the pictures. And he was like, you made me feel so comfortable. And I'm so sick of doing that to my body. And I just felt like so proud of him. And like, yes, more people need to do that. Less dieting down to look like this certain size or whatever we think society needs us to look like, and more just like showing up for life, like just living and being photographed in whatever state you're in, because we are here to live, you know? And I just thought like, that was badass.
Yeah.
That was badass.
He is a badass. I love that.
He is a badass. Yeah.
All right.
What share the goods.
Here is my rave. There is a show. Have you ever watched The Americans or heard of The Americans?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So
I have not watched it. I don't know if I've heard of it.
This is not a What You Need to Know because it's been out for a long time. This is just, and this is a show that I started. I watched like a season and a half of it years ago. And then we just stopped watching it, right? So, and we thought, I don't know why we stopped watching it. We just did. And it's just continued to get more and more like buzz. And we just keep hearing about it. So The Americans won. They have wrapped up. They did a series finale. It was nominated for Best Actor and Best Actress. Keri Russell is in it. And I love her.
Uh-huh.
I've loved her since. Did you ever watch Felicity?
I never did, but
people
loved her. Yeah.
That was the very first show that I remember being like addicted to.
Really?
Like my dad and I watched Felicity together when I was like little, and I loved it, and I've always loved her. So she's in it. Her co-star is her actual husband in real life. So they star as a husband and wife in this show.
Are they CIA people, kind of like spy thing?
Okay, so they are Russian.
Because I did watch an episode or two of this. This is sounding familiar now.
So they are Russian-born spies that are as American as you can get, except their number one thing is the homeland for Russia.
Yes.
So they live in America as undercover Russian spies. But there's all these really neat like pushes and pulls of, on the one hand, they're spies and at night they do spy things, but they also are their kids are full-blown American in American schools.
Yeah.
Like you know, by day they have a total cover job, like they run a legit travel agency. And the acting is so good because even the characters are not so simple. Like they feel that kind of, they should hate these things, but they kind of, I mean, it's just really good. Anyways, it won. So they were both nominated for awards for the Golden Globes. It won Best Drama at the Golden Globes. So it beat out like all the other shows. Mm-hmm. And I heard when the series finale. Oh, is that what winning finale,
means? It means you beat everyone? Oh.
You beat everyone. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That.
That's
big
what
W.
winning means. Okay.
That's a winning. Well, I was thinking like all the other shows that it beat out, but then I couldn't remember. I was thinking like Game of Thrones.
It won
Handmaids.
Best Drama, which means it beat out all the other shows in that category.
I couldn't think of any of them.
Okay.
But big time shows it beat out, right?
Major,
so
major.
The series finale, though, like everybody on Twitter or whatever was like, this is one of the best hours of television I've ever seen.
Holy shit.
Life. So I was like, okay. At that point, Chris and I decided to re-engage on The Americans. Yes. And I'm so happy we did. So we picked back up all the way back in season two. I love feeling like I have a lot of something to binge. And there's like six or seven seasons or something. So we
holy
have
shit. Okay.
So much we can binge. And I'm so happy about it. That's my rant.
Okay. I might have tuned out in the beginning or maybe you didn't say this. Did you say you started watching it and didn't love it?
I started watching it and I liked it. I don't think I loved it. I mean, I would say I'd give it like an A. Right? But it wasn't an A+. And it sort of felt like one of those things where it's like, you know, you have something in your closet that's like from Nordstrom, but you never wear it. And you're just like, well, there's nothing wrong with this, but I'm just not wearing it. So that's that.
Yeah.
And I sort of like the more buzz that came out about The Americans over the years, I was just like, well, I stopped watching it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Mrs. Maisel. Everyone's like, you should watch Mrs. Maisel. I watched a whole season of Mrs. Maisel and I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just stopped watching it.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I'll get back into it.
I do remember watching it now, like watching two episodes and just I stopped watching it as well. But if you are here's my struggle, Colleen. I want to, based on this review, based on the fact that it's a rave this week for you, I want to get back into it. But you've lost a little bit of traction with me in your TV rating review ever since you.
You still are hung up on you, man.
Well, because then the episode aired and you did leave a pretty glowing review on our episode about you.
Okay. You is like a lifetime movie.
That's
like
exactly
it's trash
what it is.
And it's
that's
good.
That's exactly right.
And if you like, I mean, okay, you take it for what it is, okay? But you can't put it in the same cat. And I should have been more specific.
You should have said,
good
this is like a lifetime show. Then I'd be like, oh,
but
okay.
But you can't hang you. How many other recommendations have been so good? You can't hang you over my head for the rest
of
my life.
I'm telling you.
We got to move on.
Now, should I give The Americans a shot? Or not.
Well, just give me time because the last thing I want is for you to get in there and then decide you don't
and then
like
I can't
it.
Trust another
and
word out of your mouth.
Be all the ammo that you need. Give me a few more seasons and let me come to
few
you.
More seasons.
Yeah, a few more seasons. I'm only on season two.
Okay.
I'm only on season two, man. Give me a little bit of time. I'll get back to you on that one because, quite frankly, I don't trust you.
Well, to your defense, when I asked...
We both feel unsafe.
When I asked recently on my social media, like, I need something to binge. What do I binge? And then in another screen, I was like, and if you tell me you, I will slit your throat or something like that. I didn't say slit your throat. That sounds very violent. But I did show them that slitting of the throat thing. You know how you do that to people?
Yeah.
So I showed them a visual. And... people didn't get to that slide. They didn't get to the part where I showed them I would behead them. And a lot of people sent you as a recommendation. And then they were like, whoops, I missed. I didn't get to the point where you said, don't say this one. A lot of people did say you. And I blocked all of them. I said, I don't need you people in my life.
Wow.
I didn't block
any
of them. I didn't block any of them. But yeah. So other people like that show as well. It's just not for me.
We decided after that I would incorporate a grade for any recommendations that I make in the future.
Yes.
And you is like a B- in my eyes.
D
it is I stand
to F for me.
And D to F for you. But I kind of put it like, okay, Vanderpump Rules, I enjoy because it's Vanderpump Rules. I put you in the same category. My expectations are low. It was an easy Netflix watch.
Okay.
Like that kind of kept, it was entertaining, kept me going. I didn't need everything to make sense. I didn't need it to be a steak meal.
Yeah.
I've used food analogies before.
Right.
Like it was like popping Lay's chips.
Right.
Just easy and poppable.
Yeah.
The Americans, this could be a steak. So hang with me.
Hang with you. All right. We're going to have to circle back on this one.
This could be A to A plus television.
Okay. Great.
And if you want to watch it, it's FX. We're watching it on Amazon Prime right now. I don't know the other details of how to watch it. So we stream it on Great. Amazon. So that's that. All right. That's a wrap,
folks. I think we've hit it all.
Don't forget to drop us a note about what you love about the pod. Rate, review.
Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend. Find us on Instagram. Do all the things.
Because without it, this whole thing would be a train wreck. We saved it till the very end, you guys. Yep. That is your third and final word.
Final clue.
For our
third and final word. You rhymed.
Yes. Clue for our giveaway celebrating 100,000 plays of this little pod.
Thank you guys so much.
So what do they got to do next?
So then go follow us over on Instagram. It is at You Can Sip With Us. And we are going to make a post here with instructions on what to do. And you'll basically send us those three words. So you need to know train wreck and then last week's word and then the week before that word. And we've got a pretty swanky little something to send you
your way. That's right. So stay tuned for an Instagram post with the official details, but you have uncovered the final word. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
You can sip with us always. We will see you
next Tuesday. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.